Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey there, welcome back to another episode of Strategizing with Stacey. This is where I come on and I actually pull on clients, followers, people that we get to really dive in and chat about their business and ask questions. I want you to ask yourself, what can I take away from this person? Even if they have a different type of business, different business model, I still want you to find where you can like put the puzzle together for you, okay? So listen in, grab a pen, grab some paper, and let's dive in. So I'm going to bring on Leah. Hi, Leah. Welcome.
Hi.
You could just explain like 30 seconds what you do, what your business is, so people kind of have a little bit of backstory, even though I know you, and then we'll jump right in.
Sure. I'm Leah. I'm a wife. I'm a mama. I am a former Hot Mess Express who has figured out a few tips and tricks to get my own crap together so that now I'm able to help other mamas who are stressed out and hot messes themselves or feel that way. Do the same. And by crap, I actually mean calm, resilience, and patience, because I feel like that's the foundation of motherhood. And that's where we all get kind of crazy.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so my question, or what is your question for me today? Where do you want to dive in?
Sure. So as you know, I have a fully functional funnel now, which I'm so excited. It's fully automated. It's a DIY mini course. And it went live last week and it is not converting. So yeah. I have a lot of questions. I have all my numbers around how do we get this thing converting?
Okay.
And then I have more questions, of course.
Perfect. So what happens is we put it out there and sometimes we're just expecting for this to explode, right? And then it's like, oh, but it didn't do anything. And here's the thing. You have to put it out there to see the feedback, even if there's no feedback. And I always tell people, no feedback is feedback, right? Mm-hmm. So sometimes it hurts, but we've got to use that to move forward. So let's start from the top of the funnel. Mm-hmm. What is happening? And let's see where we find the first disconnect.
Okay. So what do you mean by top of funnel?
So are we sending them to a Facebook ad? Are we putting this out on organic traffic? What is it?
Okay. Yes. So it is out on organic traffic. It's out on all of my, you know, cover photos on my group, my business page, my personal, in my, you know, link in bio. It's in my Facebook thing. It's in my email footer.
So with everybody, whoever, how many people have seen it and how many people have opted in, or is it going right to a sale?
It's going right to a sale. So there's 90 people who have viewed it.
Okay.
And there was actually a boosted face video to it.
Okay.
Which I'm still, I don't know. I've never run ads before, so that was new.
No worries.
But so it's 90 views, big egg.
Okay.
Purchases.
So I'm going to stop you right here. So one thing we talk about in Foot Traffic Formula is a typical conversion can be anywhere from 2 to 5%, right? Mm-hmm. And that could be good. So if you've had 90 people see it, and we're talking 2 to 5% conversion, right, is what's typical. To get just one person to buy, we need almost 100 people to even see it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right at the tipping point of like just like not enough details or data for us to really truly, like I can't say to you, you've got a loser, shut this down, it's not going to sell.
Yeah.
We haven't had enough people to even see it for us to know, like imagine if you had 20 more views and somebody bought, we'd have a winner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're just the littlest bit shy of having that number. So what I would do is I would have a goal of getting 200 people to see it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So like double what you've already got, keep talking about it. If you want to do more video views to this, let's keep sharing that. Okay. Once we have about 200 people, if you still have not sold something, then I would say there's a disconnect in the messaging. There's a disconnect in what you're talking about in that video for them heading over. Something is off here. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
So, and I should have said, I did send it out to my email list, which has about 105 people on it. And the open rate is 30% on that.
Okay.
Okay.
So, and then if you're sending things out or you're showing it on Instagram and you're not getting people to even click to it, mm-hmm. then we've got to ask ourselves, what's the messaging behind it to get it exciting enough for you to check it out?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That email had a 1% click rate.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you want to ask yourself, like, how do we get every one of those numbers up higher? Okay. How do we, and we, just because you sent one email doesn't mean we can't talk about it again.
Right. Well, that was last week. This is a whole new week.
Yes. Good.
Okay. So then what would my, so for like moving forward, I do want to do more videos, more ads to it. And obviously the organic, I have, you know, the traffic, content machine that I'm trying to start running things to it. What would be a good, so I tried a live or a video ad. Should I go ahead and try like the static picture, run a couple of those, or do I just need to keep organic?
Yeah. So I would say start to test different ways to do this. So if you're like, well, that video didn't work, let me try a different video. Yes, you could try a different video with different messaging, but sometimes too, it's a different way around it, right? Mm-hmm. It could be a really great Instagram post that gets people saying, tell me more. A really good Instagram story where people say, yes, DM me the link. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
So your question is, or I should say the strategy here is, how do I keep talking about the same thing without talking about the same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've got to get creative. So now it's storytelling. Okay. It's what can I say today that seeds that program, that creates a want, a desire, a need, that mm-hmm. inspires somebody, educates somebody, entertains somebody, right? You could be doing some really funny mom reels and all of that stuff to get people to start to see what you're doing.
Okay.
So we have to just keep saying like, don't go off of this topic, stay here, but keep going more. Did you happen to be in the Drive More Traffic Bootcamp this morning?
Oh, not this morning.
Okay. So this morning we talked about like five different ways and you can go grab in the content machine, the 30 different subject lines that we talk about, go get those 30 and start making up all these things having to do with what you teach.
Okay.
And start to just every day, which one am I picking today? What am I saying today to get them to possibly click through?
Okay. And do I have more time?
Yeah.
I always have more questions for you.
Do you have a bracelet on?
No. It's a hair thing.
You might be hitting your mic or your ear. You know what? Your earrings. Right. Your earrings are making it maybe.
Sorry.
That's okay. I'm just like, I hear some noise and I didn't know what it was.
Okay. I'll hold this up here.
That's way better.
Sorry. Okay. That's okay. Good to know for future. So I was thinking, okay, so now that I have this, what's my next step?
Yeah.
But it's not going because I'm like, oh, now I want to do a boot camp. And, you know,
so
I focus on this.
Stay here. Keep talking about it. I want every single person to know who Leah is and what Leah sells. And there should be no confusion.
Okay.
Just because you've talked about it for a week does not mean everybody knows what you're doing. And the second you go to do something else, they're like, now she's doing this thing.
Okay.
You're confusing them.
So
right?
My life is around this funnel.
This is your life.
Okay.
For quite a while before we start to be like, okay, we've got this many hundreds of people. We're not selling. Now we do this. Or, oh, wow, we did sell. So how do we get higher conversion?
Okay. Okay. Yeah. It's all about this. Okay. Perfect. I love it. Question about sort of content machine. So last week I did a lot of, you know, like running up to actually launching this, like my big goal was just to get this launched and then, you know, obviously tweak. But in running up to it, I started creating a lot of really great content, but I still have a ton left. Like it's just me. I don't have an assistant.
Okay.
I know someday I will get one. Yeah. But how I can keep repurposing that content from last week, even though I didn't make a new video, let's say, but like the content and, you know, creating quotes.
Yeah. Okay. So you can absolutely repurpose. Now, the thing that I want you to be careful with is if you repurpose so fast that they just saw it or that they're like, she always posts the same thing. Some people will start to be like, there's not a lot of new stuff there. So be careful that you're not repurposing so recently.
Okay.
Like if you have something from 30 days ago, 60 days ago, better than last week's post.
Okay. Well, I guess I should say not that I'd be repurposing the same idea or the same quote, but that there was so much in my video. I mean, I made three videos last week and I was like, oh my God, I haven't even, you know, gone through the content machine with that.
Yeah.
So taking what I didn't post and keep going.
100%. You can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I'm not continually being live every week, is that a bad thing though? Or should I be live, but I don't have to use that?
No. And you don't have to be live. You could share a pre-recorded video. You could make a 15-second Instagram story. You could do a 15-second reel, 30-second reel, a minute long video on Instagram on your feed. There's options.
Okay.
Instagram lives, interviewing moms, like Q&A. Like there's so much you could be doing.
Yes. Okay.
Am I overwhelming you?
Or? No, I love it. This is great. This is what I need.
Okay. One last question, Leah. Anything else for me?
Oh my gosh. I don't think so. I think I just need to get working.
Can I ask you, because you are a Foot Traffic Formula member.
Yes.
Can I ask you what has been the most helpful or most eye-opening for you?
Okay. I think the most eye-opening is that, and this sounds like she did not ask me to say this, but the amount that I am about to, you know, like, because I just started with you, I feel like that is such a no-brainer purchase now. Like jumping into the program is such a no-brainer purpose because I honestly, I've been sitting on this for a year and I started doing all this a year ago. And where am I? No further, you know, than I was a year ago. So
look what you just did in a week and now it's out and it's
I was like so excited. I was like, look, Stacey, it was like 3 days in foot traffic. And I was like, I'm launching my first, you know, I submitted like my first whatever.
While I'm on the call with you.
I know. I'm so excited.
I love it. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. We're happy to have you. And let's keep this conversation going. Time to get some more views and let's see what happens.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yes. Thanks.
All right, Leah. Leah, where could somebody go find this amazing new thing that you have out? Like, share.
Sure. It's leahstender.com. So,
guys, go check it out.
Yeah.
Give her feedback. Like, if you're one of these moms that this might be your market research, give her some good feedback. Let her know what you think.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Thanks, Leah. Mm-hmm. All right, Amber, coming to you next. Amber, welcome. Excited to have you here.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. Amber, can you give like a 30-second overview of who you are, your business, just so we all know, and then we'll jump into questions.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am a freelance makeup artist in Southern California, primarily working in film and television. And I have a online business where I educate and motivate artists on business tools and mindset techniques.
Amazing. What questions do you have for me today?
So I am in the process of finishing my sales funnel to essentially put it out. Okay. So my question is about connecting it with Facebook ads and how there's an issue. I'll kind of explain it and how I should go about that issue.
Okay.
So the sales funnel, it starts with a tiny offer. It's a $17 done for you 90-day content planner for makeup artists that has over 200 content ideas. Like, it's a really big struggle in my industry and how they can make money by just showing up. So that's essentially the $17 offer. And then it's going to be an offer like bump up to get on a waiting list for the, it's a 4-week social media for makeup artists program.
Okay.
And
so they can already pay for that even though it's a wait list?
Yes.
Okay. Like reserve their spot.
Correct. It's not live right now. This is just like, So, what's happening, I originally was planning on having this all out and done already, but very, very, very long story short, I am locked out of my Facebook account on my iPhone and on my laptop. Luckily I still have access on my desktop.
Oh, okay.
So I tried everything. It's a whole glitch. It's a really massive glitch. And I'm really, really, really scared. Originally, I was planning on doing my warm audience and promoting to them for the first like 3 days. And then essentially deciding what content was the best received from the warm audience.
Yeah.
And then either boost or do ad spend on those through Facebook and Instagram ads. But now I'm really, really, really nervous to do anything with Facebook on the off chance that I get kicked out
of everything. Okay.
So my question is, should I just do it to the warm audience for now? Should I extend it out even further and keep putting it off until everything is okay with the Facebook or...
Okay. Let's pause. So first, Facebook jail is like a real thing and it's the worst thing ever, especially when you're building a business and you want paid traffic and all of a sudden they tell you, no, please don't give me your money. Yes. Right. So my question, and here's the thing, you guys, half the time, most of the time, nothing has been done wrong. It's just like, we're shut down for whatever reason. So what do you know why maybe your phone, what happened?
Yes. So I don't know if you were if you experienced this, but about 3 weeks ago, Instagram had a really weird glitch and logged everybody off at the same time.
Okay.
And because of that, I didn't know what was going on. So I freaked out and thought I was a hacker. So I immediately changed my password, and I can't remember what I changed it to. So on my phone, I attempted too many times at locking me from my phone. Same thing happened with my laptop.
Okay.
So what's happening
And this is your
now,
personal profile?
Yes. And it's connected to all the business stuff. So I have like 3 Facebook groups.
Okay.
My Facebook page. It's such a bummer.
Luckily you have your desktop.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So the question is, do you lay low and hopefully get this back and recovered? Or do you start doing something to get it going?
Right.
Okay. This was 3 weeks ago already?
Yes.
Okay. And have you had any communication where they're looking into it or helping you or anything?
I've sent about 3 requests for ticket. And there was somebody that mentioned that they actually got on a Facebook Messenger chat. I can't find that for the life of me.
Okay.
Have
you been running Facebook ads before that you may have a Facebook ads rep?
No, it was just somebody that was like, somebody that was in marketing. She's not a rep.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. So, it's tricky because we don't know, right? We're gambling here. We don't know. So you were about to put this thing out. And you were going to do it with Facebook ads. Did you do it organically already?
I haven't. And the only reason why was because I had such a set idea. So just to give you an idea, right now I haven't announced anything. So luckily I don't have that holding over me.
Yeah.
I was going to launch it on the 22nd and I was like, I'll push it 2 more days just in case. So the plan is the 24th. So I don't know if I should just keep pushing the launch date of the 4-week program. So that waitlist period is about, it was going to be a 2-week period, but now it's like dwindling down to a week.
And do you feel like you just don't have a big enough audience organically to try to get a group program going?
I do. I have it. It's decent. So you can tell me. Here's the thing. We're like our worst critics, right? So my email list, I have about a little over 1,200.
Okay.
My Instagram, which I get a lot of traffic from, I have about 5,100.
Okay.
And then, on Facebook, I have my Facebook group and there's about 650 in there.
Okay.
That are at, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. So, and Leah, yes, I can bring you back on. No problem. So, how much money were you going to charge for this upsell?
I'm going to do it for 47.
Okay. And was this open amount? Anybody could have joined. You could have had as many people as you want in there, or is it small group closed?
Any amount.
Okay. What would be a dream for you to get in that first round of $47? How many people would you love to get in there?
75?
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I almost think you should launch this organically and see what you get first.
Okay.
Because this could be really a good thing for you once everything kind of gets back to normal and hopefully you aren't shut back out. I mean, the fact that you have your profile and you still have your page and you still have your groups is so amazing. And if all of a sudden you can't log in, you've got a problem. Now, one thing you could do you have anybody on your team?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have a significant other or somebody you really trust with their Facebook ads account?
With their Facebook ads account?
Like, for instance, could you give access to a friend or a spouse or a significant other to be an admin of your page and run ads to it?
I've thought of that.
Okay.
And in order to do admin access, I have to have my password.
So you can't even get in there to do it.
Yeah.
I think it's too risky to try to even run ads right now. The only thing I maybe would do is like some video views. And just like play it cool and don't do anything crazy.
Okay.
That's probably the most I would do.
Okay.
And like here's the thing. Give it a little bit of time. Give it another week or two and see if you get any kind of response. And if it's pretty soon you're like, they're just not responding, like this is it, then you're going to have to start gambling a little bit more and seeing what happens. Right. But I do think you have like a big enough audience that you could launch. I mean, my first launch, I only had 400 people in my Facebook group and 400 people joined like my boot camp list.
Wow. Okay.
And we did like multiple 5 figures. So I do think you have enough people to let them know, but keep talking about it a lot and organic, and then go do some good videos and get some video views on some pay for some video views to get on it and see what happens there.
Okay.
Yeah. You've got to get, obviously we got to figure this out. We need somebody else as an admin on your page that you really trust in case you get shut down or your personal profile gets shut down and no one can access your business page.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Cool. I mean, it stinks, but it's not the end of the world. You still have options.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Cool.
Okay. Any other questions?
No, I think that's
it. Okay. Do you feel confident launching to the people that already warmed up? Like, can you?
I do.
Good. Do it.
I do. Yeah. Luckily, I've been doing a ton of market research to see if this is something they would even want. And perfect. The response was really, really, really high. Okay. So I feel confident.
I would do it. And then you'll at least like start selling. You'll get that motivation of like, okay, keep scaling those video views, start to keep doing more and more. And then when hopefully you get something back. And if you don't, then it's time to kind of go all in and figure out what's going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Play it by ear.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, Amber, thank you. You are so welcome. Thank you. All right, guys, we had one more, but she was having not great internet. So we are going to reschedule her. But Leah has some more questions. So let's do it. Leah, I'm going to bring you right back on. Hi, Leah.
Hi. Thank you.
It worked out. I was like, this is going to be a very short episode.
Well, I saw her say that. I was like, ooh.
Take advantage.
Yeah. So that was really insightful. Actually, I'm going to put my husband as my admin now.
Good. Yeah. You just never know.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, and so talking about Facebook group, you know, I have, and I think I may have mentioned this before in one of our sessions, but so I had this really engaged, and I still do. I have this Facebook group that is my, you know, my warm audience where a lot of people, I mean, they can't get enough of me. Like some of my mamas like just can't get enough. And I've through things have let it go a bit. And so it's more like a dead duck in water. Like it's just, I don't know where that came from, it's just not, as engaged. Now that I have this funnel, I've been priming it a bit more, but I know that there's no way to like revive something that's dead, but do I need to make a different group? Do I need to?
I would come up with a 30 day and could you do me the biggest favor and hold your mic again? Cause I don't know what it is, but it definitely makes a difference.
I took my earrings off.
No, it must be your hair or something, but you're fine. It sounds so good when you hold it. So, okay. I would come up with like a 30 day reboot plan.
Okay.
Where I would figure out what I could do for, like, I would go all in, and I'm talking day 7. If you're like, this is lame, no one's doing anything, no one's showing up, you just keep going because you have to prove consistency. Mm-hmm. When somebody stops emailing, stops showing up, they're MIA on Instagram for 3 months, and then they come back and they start to do something, they're like, it's just not engaged. It's like, of course, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to prove it to them that you're here and you're not going anywhere. And here's the value you're going to get when you show up and you come see me.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
So I would figure out what are the next 30 things you're going to be talking about? How does it always seed back into what you're doing, sell into what you're doing, warm them up so heavily? When we launched the content machine, which is very similar to what you're talking about, I did 3 lives inside of the Facebook group back like August 24th. Okay. And in those 3 lives, we sold like thousands of dollars worth of the content machine. Mm-hmm. From our Facebook group, no traffic, nothing, which Amber, I'm glad you're still listening because that could also be something you're doing. We just gave great content and it was 30 minutes of content at the end. It's like, if you liked this, you're going to want to go check out the content machine. Here's the link, right? Mm-hmm. Next day, 30 minutes of different content, great content. If you like this, go get the content machine. People would go. So I think the more you can just get in there and show them, here's what we're doing, here's what's happening, you're going to get people to really know, like, and trust you to say, I'm in, I got to go buy this thing from Leah.
Okay. And then, so how does that partner with like my business page? Like which one's more important, I guess I should say. Like, cause I've been doing, and then that's new. And remember, I'm the one that started ads without 100 people. So that's very tiny. And you know, the only way it gets views is if I share it to my own personal page, which people are very open to because we're all hot mess mamas over there.
Yeah.
But which one would be more important?
Facebook group is more important. Fan page is where you run ads. And I say run ads because I don't even know what we're posting on our fan page because nothing happens. Amber's nodding her head. The engagement is awful. It's just like, I feel like Facebook should get rid of fan pages because I just don't even know what they're there for.
Yeah. Okay.
No one's seeing it.
Okay? Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah. So we use it as more of like, obviously, if I'm running an ad and somebody looks to be like, who is this girl? They're going to look at a few of my things, right? For content, but that's all I'm doing. I'm not trying to make that like convert. If anything, I'm doing a good video over there to put money on it to expand. Whereas if I did a great video in my Facebook group, no one is seeing that but my Facebook group members.
Okay. And so the other question I have is, so I have a goal to obviously to grow my group as well. Where does that fit in this? Or do I did this one thing. I saw one of your members, where she did a two part, yeah. You know, part one was on her fan page, which she shared out, and then like, oh, part two is going to be in my Facebook group.
100%.
So just keep doing those. Yeah.
If you did a 5-minute video on your fan page and you ran money to that and you had that hook or that teaser of, all right, now I'm going to jump off of here and I'm going to jump into my Facebook group. If you're catching the replay, no worries. I'm going to save it in the units tab. Come on in there. The link is in the post or the comments. Come on in there and go to the units tab and we'll make sure you see it.
Okay. Brilliant. Okay. Yeah.
And then we're going to be running like a freebie at some point soon. We're on the thank you page. We're actually going to test freebie to a small price and freebie to join our Facebook group where you can actually go grab. Because if you've been in my Facebook group, you know I have units like loaded with, it's like a mini course. Not even, I shouldn't even say it's a mini course. It's like months of weekly content, right? Yep. It's a full-on course. So I want people then to go in there and check it out. And on the sales page of just going to the free group, it's going to say, go grab our Boost Your Sales module. So 3-part mini series, go grab our implementation code program, right? Like everything's in there. So we're going to start to let people know, like, that's where you want to go.
Okay.
Because we know if I want to post something, they're going to see it in the group more than they're going to see it on the fan page.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Does that help? Yes, cool. Totally.
Anything else?
Oh my gosh, but I think this is really good. Okay. And I think we may have talked about this before. So if I do, or when I do run more ads or video views, it's ads, not video view, right?
A video view is a Facebook ad that we are running.
Oh, okay. I guess I was confused.
Video views is just you're going to get organic views and then I can pay to get my video viewed by more people. Okay. By getting a video view campaign running.
Okay. And so that's different than like a targeting, like a conversion campaign, correct?
Correct. There's all different things.
Whole nother world.
Whole nother world. And remember, info traffic formula, you have access to the traffic code from Michelle. Go devour that for sure.
Okay. Cool. All right. Thank you so much for taking me back. This is so good.
All right. No problem. Lee, I'm going to remove you. Amber, I'm going to bring you back on. We had a fun little interactive one today. Amber, okay. You have a question. What are your thoughts on the new IG guide? Give me more details. What do you mean?
Have you seen the new update on Instagram? There's like the IG guides.
I don't know that I have. Fill me in.
It's a new feature. I'm a little confused. I follow Jasmine Starr, and this is how I figured it out.
Yeah. Which, by the way, my social media manager is, we have social curator, and she has to watch Jasmine's monthly thing to update us on all the things because Jasmine just knows all the stuff.
She's amazing. So she just did a recent post about IG guides and I'm kind of confused on it. So I guess it's like I don't even know how to explain it. It looks like a really big blog post or like a sales page. I can't really quite.
This is on Jasmine's, on her stories or on her, I'm
on
sorry.
Her Instagram. I think she has a reels on it. I think she just did a reel or a IGTV maybe.
Oh, I see it. Guides are a powerful way to get your business discovered. Download a free guide by using Instagram guides. So meta, right? All right. Well, unfortunately, we got to go grab it to see this. But what I will tell you is you better believe I'm going to check this out immediately. Yeah. And then I will fill you in. And if this is something good that we need to know, maybe I'll do this for my IG live this week.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that'd be great. And then
all right, I'll check this out with my team.
That goes kind of along with like the Clubhouse situation. Do you feel like, I don't know why, but I feel really awkward in Clubhouses. Like, I don't know why. There's just been a lot of like, some people start bickering. I don't know.
Yeah, you got to find the right rooms, first of all. That's probably reason number one.
Yeah.
Find the right rooms. And also, are you just there as somebody listening or are you there as the host or the moderator?
I've only listened so far. But I'm trying to decide like if I should just start my own rooms or if I should, I guess, collaborate. Because I've gotten some random followers from people just saying my name in Clubhouses and like my brand name. So I'm like, okay, well, that's a good sign. Maybe I should just.
I would listen to enough where you like the moderator and the host and you think she's doing a good job to model.
Okay.
Then I would get my own and invite a few people to join me.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yep.
So don't host unless you know how to host.
Yes,
and
yes.
And I just mean like listen to enough that you're like, okay, because here's the best part. No one sees you on camera. You could have all these notes written down.
Yeah.
Like don't forget to ping three people into the room and make sure to give like the moderator, you know, a follow. Great. Then go collaborate with like three, four people. Get them to come on with you because then you can all share with your audience.
Okay.
So I always tell people like go where the new platforms are or the new features on the platforms you're already using. I just talked about this today in the Drive More Traffic Bootcamp. Well, Clubhouse is a new platform and Guides is a new feature on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm checking out Guides the second we jump off of here. And I'm already using Clubhouse like a crazy person because okay. They're going to reward you for using the brand new stuff that they want you to use.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's do this, you guys. Thursday morning at 8:30 a.m. Central, I was already going live on Instagram. I've got 48 hours to learn about Guides and to get that info over to you. Catch me Thursday morning on Instagram. I will share all the details. Sound good?
Awesome. Yeah, sounds good.
All right, Amber, thank you so much. You were great. Leah, thank you so much. Appreciate both of you for jumping on. Giving great questions. You guys, if you ever want to get on air, make sure to DM us, comment below. You can do it by simply leaving us a review of the Foot Traffic podcast, screenshotting it over to us, and we'll get you booked and signed up for one of these on-air coaching calls. All right. Have a great day, you guys. I will see you Thursday on my Instagram at 8:30 a.m. Central, where we're going to be talking about Instagram guides. We'll see what I find out and what we need to be doing. But that's part of marketing. Things pop up and you got to jump on it fast. So we're going to share with you what we're doing and how we're going to be utilizing that in our business. Bye, everyone. Hey, before you go, have you considered joining us in our next 30-day bootcamp? If you are loving the Foot Traffic podcast, then you will love the Beginner Bootcamp, where we help you build your first marketing funnel in just 30 days, and it's only $97. Hurry and register at stacytushel.com/bootcamp to sign up for our next live bootcamp starting on the 1st.